Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Dennis Jackson talks with his son, Eric Jackson. Dennis shares the story of how he discovered the true meaning of the Moravian Love Feast as he was invited by his bride-to-be to her parents' home in Pofftown on Christmas Eve, 1968.
So tell me about your first love feast experience.
Oh, okay, a love feast. Well, I had never heard of Moravians.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a Moravian was. I was raised an Episcopalian. As you know, my mother wanted me to be a priest at an Episcopal school. And so I met your mother in 1968. Now, you got to bear in mind, this is back during
the summer
of love, all the hippies and the free love and this and that and the other thing. And, anyway, we dated. You know, she was teaching school in Greensboro. She's in Pofftown. I never heard of Pofftown. I never heard of Moravians. And so we were dating, and come time Christmas time, when she was going on Christmas break and she's going to go home to Pofftown, I wouldn't see her, you know, for a couple of weeks. She says, "What are you doing Christmas Eve?" We were sitting at the Boring Castle, which was a drive-in restaurant in Greensboro. It's not there anymore. I said, "Well, nothing." And she says, "How would you like to come to a love feast?" I said, "Oh, man, a love feast. Yeah, you got this beautiful young lady inviting you to a love feast, and she's a Moravian. You know what a Moravian is?" I said, "These Moravians are bound to have it all together. You know, I imagine a pig laying on the table with an apple in his mouth, half-naked women running around and everything like that." So she gave me instructions to her house in Pofftown. And this is sort of like a little sidebar to that.
Yeah.
Was that night when I was driving over there, this was when, and I forget who it was, but the astronauts were going around the moon. They had not landed on the moon yet.
Oh.
They were going around, and it was on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And here I was driving down South Creek Parkway, got off 40, got on South Creek Parkway. Everything seemed to be so quiet. And here I was, young and in love, and it was beautiful. I mean, so finally I get to your mother's house, and your grandmother, Lexi Schaus, was out on the front sweeping the steps like she always did in the side entrance where everybody always went in. Mm-hmm. Of course, I didn't know it's the first time I'd been there. She said, "You looking for Jane Schaus?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She says, "Around front." I had to go around to the front door, which nobody ever used, but I had to do it proper, knock on the door, you know, and everything. And so that was my first Christmas, and I met your granddaddy and your grandmother. I met the family that night. So anyway, I found out what a love feast was. And, of course, now I've been a Moravian longer than I was ever an Episcopalian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I made a better Moravian, too.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.